This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 22nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Eurex has released the latest version of its matching engine technology, T7 Release 10. Learn more about self-match prevention, SMP, and matching cascades, staging of RFQs into Eurex Nlyte, enhanced Nlyte GUI, aggregation of off-book trade slides, and preparation for Eurex's next-generation exchange-traded derivatives contracts that allow for more than one expiration per month on product level, and a new contract logic based on date, month, and year. El Salvador wants to build a Bitcoin city powered by a volcano. They should definitely do that and ask Tom Hanks to go into the volcano and connect it with their electricity grid. He has experience doing that kind of thing from Joe in the volcano. The Wall Street Journal has a story by Cole Nguyen titled, A Guide to the Best Chromebook Laptops, All Under $700. Use mostly cloud-based apps, live in Google ecosystem. One of those Chromebooks could be your next computer. I remember when Chromebooks were supposed to be low-cost replacements for laptops and cost under $200. I bought a few and even splurged on some $300 versions. What the heck? I know how much JLN readers like a good real estate story. This one does not involve Ken Griffin or any hedge fund manager, but rather the heiress of the Thomson Reuters publishing empire. Taylor Thomson, a member of one of Canada's richest families, who sold her 1926-era house in Bel Air, a Tony Los Angeles neighborhood. SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce has a speech titled, Worms and Dinosaurs, Statement on the Proposed Amendments to Modernize How Broker-Dealers Preserve Electronic Records. Worms are not the crawly, slimy things, but rather computer speak for write only, read many. 25-year-old rule is called a dinosaur, which makes me a double dinosaur and then some. Jim Northey has been appointed to the advisory board of ESPRO, an enterprise testing platform. After a two-year delay, Traders Fulcrum, a Chicago-based networking group, had their first meetup with Broadway Technology as the sponsor. Basically, Traders Fulcrum is a group of people who like to connect and drink beer and other things. The great U.S. Constitution auction was won by none other than Citadel CEO Ken Griffin, who outbid a group of crypto investors. Hedgeweek has a story that commodity trading advisors are having their best performance year since 2014, stellar year. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets with the Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. The money is flowing into the cannabis retail sector. Ayr Wellness, a multi-state cannabis operator, today said it has entered into an agreement to acquire Dispensary 33 in Chicago. The company said the purchase is expected to consist of $55 million up front, including $12 million of cash, $3 million of seller's notes, and $40 million of stock. Dispensary 33 operates two locations in Chicago, one on North Clark Street in the Andersonville neighborhood, and the other on West Randolph Street in the West Loop. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from the Expo, FIA Expo 2021. Sam Bankman-Fried says FTX won't follow the crypto crowd. Sam Bankman-Fried, the richest person in crypto, according to Forbes magazine, is the founder of FTX and a leading exchange for buying and selling crypto derivatives. John Lothian News spoke with him at FIA Expo 2021, where he talked about how the crypto space has grown and changed, crypto versus traditional finance, and the latest trends, including NFTs. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ex-Credit Suisse bankers say it still aids hidden accounts. Former Credit Suisse Group AG bankers have told criminal investigators that the bank is still helping U.S. clients hide accounts from the Internal Revenue Service, even after the firm paid $2.6 billion in penalties in 2014 and promised to stop the practice. My comments, it's all a confidence game. Which of these cups are the accounts under? Nope, guess again. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Want a supersized bonus? Then get on Reddit. In the meme stock era, already generous executive share awards can vest for unpredictable reasons. It's hard to design an executive pay plan that satisfies everyone, but there's now a big wrinkle that corporate boards need to think about carefully. What if retail investors suddenly decide the company is the bee's knees and the stock goes through the roof? Shares of luxury electric vehicle maker Lucid Group Inc. have been on a tear lately, thanks partly to its popularity with day traders and on Reddit. After completing a blank check merger in July, Lucid's market capitalization has swelled to $91 billion. If these average share price levels are sustained for 6 months, the targets underpinning British Chief Executive Officer Peter Rawlinson's performance-based share plan will be reached, according to this filing. Those share awards, which were supposed to cover a five-year period, are currently valued at around $880 million. My comment, forget stock market flash crashes, blame everything now on Reddit, except it's going in the other direction, up. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Crypto in the Classroom, Lucy Kellaway on the kids' new craze. In an age when trading apps have made investments cool, understanding money is more important than ever for school children. It's registration time at a big comprehensive in Edgware, North London. Today, like every morning so far for this term, the sixth form girls sit around chatting in twos and threes while most of the boys are in on one large huddle. I'm up over 100 pounds in one day, bitches, a boy in the center crows. Others proclaim their gains in a conversation peppered with words like Shiba Inu, Dogecoin, and Elon Musk. My comment, the rest of us have to learn about crypto in the school of hard knocks. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story on Friday was the Wall Street Journal's Google CME Cloud Partnership could upend tech investments by traders. Second was Bloomberg's ex-JP Morgan trader sells jam, inspires Italians who want to quit. Third was the sad news from Traders Magazine. Sean Sullivan, OMS sales pioneer, dies at 58. This podcast is sponsored by Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian.